This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kevin Jackson. Dude, I'm going to tell you something. You're not one-tenth as intelligent as you think you are. I mean, anybody that buys property in a desert state and complains about water shortage is a real blithering idiot. And I'm going to tell you something else about the vaccines and that. College people weren't the first ones to walk away from this. The common person out here who didn't go to college was. Because none of us believe anything anybody says. We don't fall for that crap. The first words out of our mouth was, you can't even cure the flu. You cure this in less than 24 hours. Yeah, right. We walked away saying, what the hell is this? You're not perfect. Quit throwing your college degree at everybody because you're a blithering idiot. My father always taught me, every day's a brand new learning experience. Take advantage of it. The moment you think you know it all, you find out that you're the dumbest of all. Thank you.
Well, there's a real fan. Well, thank you for that call. How do we dissect this? Because I don't like to jump on my callers. But the guy said that I said that, you know, of course, I moved to Arizona. He says, why would you buy property in Arizona and complain about the water? I didn't complain about the water. I said, because apparently this mega fan of mine has difficulty understanding, comprehending. It's obvious that he doesn't have a college degree like I do. I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Anyway, what I said was we had rain parked over us in the desert, and while you get up when you live in the desert, and most of the time it's sunny, you must appreciate the rain because you don't know when you're going to get some more. That's what I said, princess. Anybody who complains about a water shortage in the desert, I wasn't complaining, you idiot. If you learn how to listen, you'll understand that we people with degrees do know what we're talking about. Did I mention my degrees? Have I mentioned them yet? My producer said, no, I have. By the way, I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. And then he goes on. I love this part.
Common people, we didn't go for that nonsense. Common people, we already knew about that. They can't cure the flu. How they going to cure this other flu?
Wow. I agree with you, common person. You commoner. By the way, I have said many times, I run an educational forum, just so you guys know, Seeking Educational Excellence, Bringing Meritocracy Back to Education. And one of the things that we talk about at Seeking Educational Excellence and we espouse is, you don't need college. But oh boy, he calls and he's mad at me because I'm explaining that I happen to have degrees. What are you mad about? What are you mad? Let me just say this. The guy is mad because I talk about my actual past. I have those degrees. If you look at some of my videos, you can see my diploma on the wall. And I'm proud of that. But as I say, in our educational efforts, we tell people all the time, you don't need college. Many people, in fact, the majority of people don't need college. I don't belittle the guy that decided, hey, you know what? I'm good with my hands. I want to be a carpenter. I want to fix cars. I remember this so vividly. Walter Ford was my supervisor when I was in one of my first engineering jobs. And his son was really good at fixing cars. I'm talking about body work. And he could do it with, he could eyeball it. He didn't even need machinery. They have machines now that do this stuff. So long story short, Walter said, yeah, I'm hoping that he gets a shop and he keeps doing that. didn't want his kid to go to college. Now, this was at a time, I was probably 21, 22 years old, where I was indoctrinated. Hey, you got to go to college. You know, if I just started having kids, hey, you should be going to college. Well, I was in the didn't have any at the time, but I was going to be having kids. And it was college, 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 college. So three of my boys went to college. And just for the edification of this particular caller, my super fan, one of them is a magna cum laude graduate of Wharton. The other is a magna cum laude graduate of SMU, my alma mater. And the third is a magna cum laude graduate of the University of Texas. Yeah, I know. Wasted time. They could have gone to Hunter Biden School for Gifted Crackheads and had just as good a careers. And maybe this guy's a crackhead for all I know. I don't know. What do you do for a living, super fan? By the way, he sent me a note. He didn't just call, which I love that. You know, because he was doubling down. He was like, in case you don't get the message, that I'm mad at you for having a college degree and I didn't bother to get one, or you make me feel little because you always talk about your college degree and I don't get to talk about my college degree. So, Kevin Jackson, you ain't the smartest guy in the world. And my daddy told me this. My daddy told me to do what you do, and don't you do this. You're not perfect. That's what he said. Doggone it. I've been running around this world thinking I'm perfect. I got friends that think I'm perfect. I hope they aren't listening to this part of the program, because they may find out I'm not perfect. But as Grace Jones would say, but I'm perfect for you. Hey, dude, learn to listen for comprehension. Get in a book every now and then, so maybe you'll learn how to increase your ability to understand what people like me are saying. Because what I will tell you is this, while I am kicking your butt right now on the radio, I do respect you. I respect you for being a human being, working hard, listening to your daddy. Okay, maybe raising kids, hopefully the right way. But here's what I will tell you. Get the chip off your shoulder about college. There are people that have much bigger, much better degrees. I've talked about friends of mine who are much brighter than I am. The Sikora brothers, for goodness sakes. One of them was the skipper of the Dallas, a nuclear submarine, and the other was an XO of a boomer, I believe it was, Craig. I know for a fact these dudes are smarter than I am, and there are many, many other people who are. And here's the real thing that may just send this guy over the edge. There are people who never went to college who are much smarter than I am. But I'll tell you what they're not smarter than I am in. Understanding this. Doing what I do each and every day. I'm smarter than you, non-college boy. And that's why you listen. And oh, by the way, in his note he said he wouldn't listen anymore. I guarantee you that's a lie. He's listening now. My lesson for this segment, folks, is understand who you are and know that I respect you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I can take criticism. We were talking off air. My producers are like, you know, Kevin, you may be tough on the guy. I'm not being tough on the guy. Look, if you call me up or you send me a note and you're right, I said this the other day. I feel like I'm retreading here. If you call me up and you say, Kevin, I think the show would be better if, let's just say this. You had more themes, so we knew what to kind of expect. I could go with that. You know, because y'all admit this. We just get up in the morning, we go, here's what we think we should be doing today. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will give the guy credit, this super fan of mine who said that I was stupid for moving to Arizona and talking about water shortage, which, of course, he completely misconstrued everything that I said. By the way, I know he's listening. Misconstrued means that you didn't quite understand what I was saying, okay? And then he went on to say that even common people knew that the Wu flu was, you know, a mistake. So in other words, it didn't take a college degree for me to understand what was going on here, of course, and that was a sure sign to me that the guy has self-esteem problems. Yeah, he's got esteem issues because he hears me mention my degree and he gets upset. I remember I was having this conversation. I talked about this years ago on the show, but I said I was at a party one time, and at the time I was really fighting. You know, I was on the circuit, and so most people were like, "Oh yeah, I got a friend of mine coming over. He's a karate guy." Blah blah blah. And they wouldn't even introduce me by name. Sometimes they would just say he's a karate guy. So I'm at this party. And a guy comes over to me, and or maybe I was just, we were having a conversation, and the guy says, "Yeah, I heard you're a karate guy." And I go, yeah. And he's like, "Well, you know, what degree are you?" And I would go, "I'm a first degree. I have multiple first degrees, black belts." And so he's, "Oh, my cousin, he's a fifth degree, so that makes him better than you," kind of a thing. And I just chuckled. And I went, "Well, it doesn't quite work that way." And I said, "You know, your first belt is generally very tough. Second belt, depending on what you're in, may be a weapons or they add more katas or they add fighting, et cetera." And then I said, then it gets into, well, are you teaching? Are you refereeing? Are you expanding the knowledge of people? Are you on the circuit? Are you making movies? Are you... promoting the art. And I said, it's kind of akin to Chuck Norris, who's considered a grandmaster, and, you know, he's 10th degree black belt. But I said, you know, did it really matter after three black belts what Chuck was? And I said, at the end of the day, there comes a point in your martial arts career where it doesn't matter how many degrees you have, the younger guys are going to give you all your worth because your body just can't do it anymore. And, you know, I don't know what status your guy's in, but I happen to be in my prime. So, you know, it isn't about... And I said, and here's the other thing. Karate guys, we don't sit around thinking about, am I bigger, better, faster, stronger than you? We know what our art is, and we just go with that. So I said, I don't disagree that he... I said, sounds like your cousin is a very accomplished martial artist. Good for him. And I hope to be. Hope to get into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame like some of my friends. So I left it, you know, and by the way, I didn't even go into that kind of detail. I just kind of explained quickly. I said, well, you know, it doesn't really work that way. But sounds like your cousin is a really good martial artist. That's where I left it, honestly. And so, I don't know, a week later, my buddy was like, "Yeah, man, this dude you talked to," he was like, "yeah, he's all full of himself." And I go, "How so?" He said, "He was like, you were bragging about how, you know, your martial arts." And I said, "He brought it up." He goes, "So I hear you're like a martial artist. You know, what are you?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" "Yeah, well, I have a cousin who's a fifth degree black belt. You're a black belt?" "Yeah, I'm a black belt." And the guy's like, "My friends are telling me he's bragging he's a black belt." I wasn't bragging. I was. Still am. And so I listen to guys like this that want to criticize. And see, this is the problem to me with the conservative movement. Is somebody's always looking to criticize.
"Oh, look at you out there talking about water living in the desert."
Oh, wow. Look at you being critical and being too stupid to understand what I said. Oh, number one. And number two, then he outs himself by saying, I here's my peccadillo. I didn't go to college and you're making me feel little. Only you can make you feel little. It doesn't matter. Look, let me just put this out there. I'm going to say it again. There are people out there far more accomplished than I. Ask any of my friends when they say, "Kevin, man, yo, you're a celebrity, man. You're one of the only friends of ours," and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, "Guys, I'm not a celebrity. I'm no bigger, no better than you. I have more respect for you guys who are farmers and ranchers and chiropractics and doing all the stuff that you do. I'm just as proud of you as you are of me. Why? Because we grew up together, and you know what we did? We still respect each other. We're still friends." They think it's a big deal. "Kevin, I don't want to call, man, because I don't want to interrupt you, man. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're, you know, you're a big deal." I'm like, "No, look, man, you're my friend. Call me anytime." So I look at guys like this that call me this super fan, and I say to myself, this is indicative of the conservative movement. He doesn't like that I talk about the things that I've done. I don't talk about them in a bragging way. I don't care. There, when I see somebody doing less than I say to myself, there, but by the grace of God, go I. There are people that are far more accomplished and have done it in a smaller amount of time. Good for them. It doesn't diminish me. And it doesn't diminish you as my fans and friends. I don't even think of you guys as fans. I think of you as friends. So, and the final point is this. We pay attention here. If somebody says to me, Kevin, I suggest you do this, and we like it, we keep it. If somebody says something, Kevin, we suggest this, and we think it isn't a good idea, we reject it. It's really that simple. And we don't go, oh, we reject that because the person's an idiot. We reject it because we've either tried it or some iteration of it, and we just know it's not for us. Or it's not our message. But the cautionary tale is for you listening to this program is, oh, this is a guy that he wants to be something big. Let me tell you something. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I wanted to be the biggest thing in this industry, I'd do it. It's that easy. Now, you may go, well, Kevin, you're always talking about get people to listen to the program. We need your support and stuff like that. Yeah, because I refuse to go out and do what it takes to be big, to command that you give me X amount of thousands of dollars to have lunch or to have this or to cut a commercial or whatever. It's all God's plan. If that works out that way, fine. I don't need to pursue it. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, not concerned about it. I understand you need some notoriety, but I ain't chasing it. So, you know, I would just say to this guy, and I'm done with this after this segment, grow up. Become a real conservative. Support people instead of looking for the things to be critical about.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. Be cautious. Be prepared. The message is to nearly everyone in California. As the rain keeps falling, rivers keep flooding, and the hills are in danger of sliding.
Have their go bags ready, cell phones turned on. Be prepared to evacuate. And those are some of the same residents that we have to have prepared for the event of mudslides, debris flows, and flooding.
Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal in Santa Rosa, an area at high risk of mudslides. Just as the rains may ease later today, forecasters say the next big storm will hit the California coast this weekend. Those classified documents found in President Biden's old D.C. office, about a dozen items, some of which were classified top secret. A law enforcement source tells CNN the papers were dated between 2013 and 2016. As he did with the Mar-a-Lago documents, Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Mark Warner says he wants a briefing on the Biden documents. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dying to talk about this story. It's old now. It's been, and to my producer's credit, it's been in the notes. I mean, it's been in the queue for a few days. What? 4 or 5 days? Longer? Okay, whatever. It has to do with the corruption of the Bidens, and they said that the DOJ, I want to just put it out there so, you know, you already know what we're going to be talking about this segment, but the DOJ has been stonewalling evidence for the, you know, against the Bidens. In other words, they're not going to let us see it because it's too incendiary. It's something that will blow the case off of everything that we know about the Bidens. Now, for those naysayers out there, these lefties, the brain-dead morons, well, and by the way, I'm being nice when I call them that, because that's what you are. Remember, the FBI would not let us see Hunter Biden's laptop. They sat on this information in 2019 knowing that it was his laptop. So when we tell you that the DOJ is stonewalling you,
oh, Kevin, look at you, always being critical of the DOJ.
No, I'm not. There's precedence. And by the way, from a common sense perspective, isn't it amazing that everybody that we talk about from a foreign policy perspective, Ukraine and Russia in a war, and China, every one of them involves Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Every single one of them. But you know what? We can't talk about it? This story is like I said, it's shockingly not shocking.
The Department of Justice is trying to prevent the disclosure of 400 pages of sensitive documents on Hunter and Jim Biden's dealings with, you ready? You ready, people? China, Russia, and Ukraine. And what people are, the guy that wrote this article, by the way, this is in the Daily Mail. This is in the UK that they're talking about this. Because Lord knows our media has a fatwa on anything negative against the Bidens. Don't you dare mention anything negative on the Bidens, because we have to pretend you don't exist. This is coming out of the Daily Mail in the UK. Colorado lawyer Kevin Evans sued the department in March after it failed to comply with his request for records on the Bidens' dealings under FOIA. Evans, a FOIA expert, asked for documents pertaining to any relationships, communications, gifts, and or remuneration in any form between Hunter Biden or Jim Biden
in Russia, China, or Ukraine. And then he said, government lawyers first admitted in court to having at least 400 pages of, quote, potentially relevant documents, but now are trying to get away with saying that they can neither confirm nor deny that the documents exist. Yep. So that's the type of government we now have. We know with 100% certainty that Hunter Biden was doing dealings with all three of those countries. It is a responsibility for anybody to say, I'm talking about if you're going to vet the process to say, we must make sure that there were no, that the illegal, you know, there's no potential blowback on this. That's common sense. We're not even, folks, we're not talking about, you know, stuff that's so deep that we don't understand it. You want to make sure that there are no, they call it conflicts of interest. And we can't even get the documents to do that. Now, recall, Trump and his family, they divested of everything. Sold things off, let other people run it, because they didn't want any appearance of impropriety. Look at the Liz Cheney's of the world and the Nancy Pelosi's and others who've gotten filthy rich, as well as the Bidens. And let me tell you, folks, the Biden family is so easy to trace, it's ridiculous. You go back 6-7 years ago, 10 years ago, certainly, the Bidens were penniless. Joe Biden, go look at Joe Biden's tax returns from about 10 years ago, and just start looking at the numbers. I'm telling you, I'm not an investigative reporter, but if I pull Joe Biden's records for 10 years, it would shock you how fast his income shot up when Hunter got involved. So if you want it, this is easy, easy peasy. And yet, we get nothing. We get stonewalling.
Oh, we can't be sure that this is Hunter Biden's laptop. We have to wait. Well, let's wait until after the election before we let you know what's really going on.
Well, we know what's really going on. And what's bad enough is they stonewall the laptop, and there's Hunter appearing all over video. I mean, porn videos, you know, doing lines of cocaine off the hips of prostitutes, Russian prostitutes. Hunter didn't even make it a point to lie about the type of prostitute. These are Russians and Chinese prostitutes, but probably Ukrainian. You think if Hunter went to Ukraine that he didn't partake? If Hunter said, okay, I'm only going to deal with Peruvian prostitutes because I don't want any linkage to Russia. The dude has Russian prostitutes, and on one of the videos, Hunter said, well, I think they stole my laptop. I don't know. I'm really not sure. I was on drugs. You know, by the way, I was buying guns. I was running guns. I mean, this guy could say anything and the media do nothing. It's so humorous because it's so ridiculous. I'm just telling you, tell me who could get away with this. Name any Republican that could get away with this. Any Republican's kids who could do what Hunter did and that Republican and the kids not be in prison. Name one. But this guy is not in prison and he's living a life. I mean, I wouldn't want to live his life, but yeah, I'm saying there are people, there are elements of how he lives his life. You got to go, you got to shake your head. The dude goes to hotels that they're $10,000 a night. At galas. Let me tell you this. Hunter Biden has a better social life. I mean, in terms of how you measure in leftism, he's got a better social life than all of us. The guy is the hit of parties. He's doing art exhibits in galas as if he's a true artist. That's what how they tout this guy. It is unbelievable what's happening here. So, anyway, they said a Justice Department prosecutor, David Weiss, is currently considering a criminal case against Hunter with potential allegations of money laundering, illegal foreign lobbying, and tax crimes in relation to his overseas dealings. That's easy. We know he did this. And by the way, there are other charges. Because I think before when we were talking about this subject, there were a couple of other things. So I don't know if they're, because again, they're saying a Justice Department prosecutor is considering this. And I don't know if this is the guy that's up in New York, but because there are charges already pending. And from what I hear, there's already been a grand jury that's convened on Hunter Biden or will convene on Hunter Biden. But here's what I will tell you. What about the slow walk of this case? Look, folks, we've been dealing with this since 2019. We are 4 years. We're now at the end of our fourth year of dealing with Hunter Biden, knowing that what's on his laptop is legit, knowing that he took a $3.5 million payment from a Russian oligarch's wife, that he received a 2-carat or some diamond from a Chinese guy, that he himself said he was working with the highest Chinese spy. We know he got money from Burisma for Ukraine. We know how that... Let me put it this way. How is our foreign policy in Ukraine being... Is it being manipulated by some of the things that they did? That's a legitimate question. A question that could have gotten you kicked off of Twitter 6 months ago. But now you can ask. So what do they know? Who all knows it? Why is our Department of Justice... The left says all the time, nobody's above the law. Okay, then why aren't we investigating these guys? Actively investigating them. So I want to see this thing go to the nth degree, because that's where it should. Anyway, they go on to say this. The 400 pages are not the only cache of Biden records being sought from the government. The National Archives and Records Administration is preparing to release hundreds of Obama White House internal documents containing information about Hunter's relationship with controversial Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Have we really delved into that? Because, look, the obvious thing, a crackhead is put on the board of a company and he makes millions of dollars and he knows nothing about their business. But the claim by the White House is, well, he wasn't trying to get influence. What were they buying? Please explain it to me, as Denzel said in Philadelphia, as if I'm a 3-year-old. What are you getting when you put Hunter Biden, a crackhead, on your board? People with his background. Look, I'm up for a board spot right now. You should see what they are putting me through to get on this board. It is amazing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We'll get back to the Biden crime families. Escapades in just a bit, but right now I want to discuss Joe Biden's border visit. He stood behind a big wall in one of the most protected areas of the border, and his advance team made sure that they had removed all the illegals from camera view because he couldn't have people in America understanding the invasion that is occurring in Texas, because that would bring it to light. That would showcase the Democrats' strategy to bring in millions and millions of illegals and dump them on the economy, dump them into the schools, dump them into everything that we are presently hurting from. We are struggling as a country, quite frankly, in the minimum of a recession and probably more in the midst of a Great Depression. Oh, it's hidden. We don't feel it yet because it's all borrowed money. It's all, you know, our lives don't change very much because our lives have improved to such a degree that even living in poverty, you don't quite realize it. But trust and believe, folks, this can't continue. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What Joe Biden did in visiting the border is nothing more than a photo op. It's orchestration. It's pomp and circumstance. And here's the thing. Nothing's going to come of it that's significant. Here's what I can guarantee you. Nothing that protects this nation and moves us forward will come of it. That is a fact. Mexicans and Central Americans are going to continue to pour over this porous border. No question about it, because they've been invited. None of the policies of the left are stopping them, and the people who want to get to a better way of life are going to come here. And sadly, it isn't coming here to work. It's coming here to milk the system. Yeah, folks, the word's gotten out. Don't just let black folks get that money. You better get over there and get that money, brown people. And they're coming over in droves. They're not coming here bringing their best and brightest. They're not coming here with the idea of innovating and helping this country become better. They're coming here to steal money from citizens. And it won't even be called theft, because theft in the democratic way of life and the leftist way of life is good. Remember that. Hard work is racist and theft is good. And I think what bothers me most about the Biden administration is, you know, look, if you look at FDR and the media covered up for him, they covered up his physical ailments because he had, you know, a disease that kept him in a wheelchair. They didn't want people to see him in a wheelchair. But he only had physical limitations. Joe Biden has mental limitations. Everybody knows it. The guy's not coherent for more than a few hours a day. And yet they cover for him. They cover for his family. Let's pivot back. The DOJ is stonewalling, giving us evidence against the Bidens. They have over 400 pages of evidence that showcase what Hunter Biden was doing. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be ride the short bus to know that Hunter Biden is a crook, and he ran a crooked enterprise for his family. Everybody knows it. It's like everybody knew that Harvey Weinstein was molesting young starlets. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew that Epstein was taking these high-powered leftists to his island so they could molest and rape young kids. Everybody knew it. The Democrats don't hide their secrets. They look at it as, no problem, we can talk our way out of it. We can media our way out of it, or we can ignore our way out of it. They know what they do. They dare you to, they tell you what they do and dare you to do something about it. We'll cheat in an election. We dare you to prove it. Okay, well, we have all this geo-tracking. Let's arrest the people with the geo-tracking. How dare they geo-track? You know how they found the Idaho killer of these students? Geo-tracking. But when we use it, oh, how dare you? They arrested people involved. Greg Phillips, Catherine Engelbrecht. You will reveal your source. Where did you get that geo-tracking data? Who gave it to you? Well, probably wasn't an FBI whistleblower, that's for sure. So, Joe Biden was VP with responsibility for Ukraine, and Hunter was serving on the board of Barisa, getting paid $83,000 per month. I want you to think about that. I've made some serious coin in my life. Serious coin. 1 month, I made $113,000 and change. 1 month. Best month of working in my life. I worked for somebody else. I made that much money in commission. $113,000. My check was $67,000 for those who care. $67,000 is what I got to keep. The rest went to paying for everybody else's stuff. But let me tell you, I earned every dime of it. I was an expert. Hunter Biden made $83,000 a month. I don't think I've ever made $83,000 a month since I made that $113,000. That's been years ago, by the way. And this guy, with no expertise, makes $83,000 a month. Biden administration has now covered up the release of these documents that we're looking for, but they have until February whether to invoke executive privilege to keep them hidden until 2029. What do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to invoke executive privilege? The records date back to 2014 and include 69 images and 260 email messages that mention Burisma. So I'm curious to see how the Biden administration handles this, because, see, if they close it off, they're not for transparency. But if they let it go, you know what's going to happen? We're going to learn what we already know. Joe Biden is the big guy. Hunter Biden had no business brokering deals for anybody as a crackhead trying to get onto the board, who was readily put onto the board of this company. Why? Because all companies want crackheads on their board. I mentioned before the break, there's a company owned by a prominent guy, and he says to me, we meet, we have dinner, and he's like, you're really sharp. And I was like, oh, I appreciate that. We were talking about business, and it was a really innocent conversation where I said, well, what do you do? Well, I do this. And I said, oh, wow, you're in a competitive industry, and went on to give him like a two-minute synopsis of it. And he's looking at me strange, you know. I'm like, what you looking at me strange for, you know? Well, he called me later. He says, Kevin, he goes, you should be on the board of my company. I was like, what? It's like, yeah. He goes, I was very impressed with your insights and all that. So this went on for the better part of a year. A year. And so at the end of it, let me just say the process. He says, well, listen, I am submitting you to become a board member. It's like, wow. Well, considering the source, I was very honored. And he says, now, they're going to need to vet you, et cetera. I said, okay. Well, I can tell you this. If I were a crackhead, I couldn't be on the board. Simple as that. If I had baby mamas out there, you know, hookers and strippers and whatever else, and I wasn't taking care of my kid, and it was child support hearings and all that, I guarantee I wouldn't be on the board. If I had failed a drug test and couldn't get through rehab, I wouldn't be on the board. I mean, I can give you a lot of reasons why Hunter Biden got white privilege, and he ended up on the board of Burisma and colluding with Chinese spies and getting money from Russian oligarchs and a host of other stuff. I can tell you how he did it. But I can tell you this, I couldn't have accomplished it. So these guys said, Kevin, we got to check you out. So I have talked to every member of the board. That was the first thing I had to do. Then they ran background checks to make sure I didn't have any illegalities, right? So they did that. Then they ran credit checks. And then they came back and they said, hey, listen, there's a little bit of controversy around, you know, your website and all this other stuff, and you know, we don't want to offend anyone and all that. And I was like, I don't care. Now, if you want me on the board, you get me the way I am. But I ain't a crackhead, and I don't have any illegitimate children with strippers or anybody else, and there's no videotapes of me snorting coke with Russian prostitutes. There's none of that stuff. So I'm thinking I probably qualify. What do you think? I mean, it's amazing. You know, and by the way, conservative company trying to stop woke says, hey, you know what? To get a black conservative, somebody who can help us fight against woke, what are you asking me to do? You know, I mean, I don't need what you got the world on a string. Somebody who knows your industry and who you are so impressed with that you make a board offer, and now you go, oh, okay, well, now,
Kevin, you need to remake yourself.
Well, we'll see. All I can tell you is, I want this data. I demand this data on the Bible.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.